hurricanes, earthquakes, we in the end times. They gave his babies to the Gators, don't forget now. He delivered us from Egypt, about to do it all again. Finding out that we the people, so we putting down our sins. Father, we wanna go home, Abba, please let us in. Oh, and no one to your word, cause you about to send your winds. Abba, keep us from the hour of temptation. Trusting in your word, we just waiting. Come get us from these nations. Abba, keep us from the trickery of Satan. Trusting in your word, not these nations. We in the tribulation.
We get what we deserve. Oh, we get more. Tell me, we get what we deserve. Oh.
What's up, fam? This is FaZe. First of all, I want to thank the Most High for all he do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. Second of all, I want to thank Jesus Christ for dying on the cross, bringing us back to the Most High bosom. Thank you, Yahweh, and thank you, Yahweh Shai, for all you do for us, knowingly and unknowingly. I want to thank my interstate and out of state people for listening, y'all. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. Sugar down, sugar down, sugar down, down, sugar down, sugar down, sugar down. Hey fam, what's up? Got some information I need y'all to listen to. Need y'all to get y'all listening ears on for this one. Yeah, you know, this is telling you that he admitted that the United States is a corporation. So, if they telling you United States of America is a corporation run by a corporate business, then something is wrong, right? Then something is wrong. See, they molested our minds so much that made our IQ of life be mental retardation. And we got a mental retardation mindset, man. We talking about America, my country is to thee. But this is all a corporation to sit up here and molest our minds, kill us, and steal everything we got. And we allow these big clowns to do that. But most of y'all don't know America is a corporation. When I say that, y'all look at me with the doo-doo face. But when WYTE said, we hold his word like the gospel. So let's hold his word like a gospel and let's analyze.
Do you think that these documents should be turned over to the United States Congress? And do you think that both General Donahue and Admiral Vasily should testify before Congress?
Sure, I absolutely do. I believe transparency. You're the board of directors for this corporation called the American government. And I believe that you're entitled to those within the bounds of classification. You're the board of directors for this corporation called the American government.
Do you think...
At these briefings, we're being told the following, that there's this planetary-sized object called Nibiru that's coming into our solar system. It's going to be causing very severe problems, much more so than it already is, very soon, and that they're being put on standby to bug out. And they're signing non-disclose agreements before they go into the briefings, before the briefings begin, agreeing to not disclose to anybody else what they're learning. So I asked the question this morning, all of you out there, what would you do if you had 6 years to prepare? What would you do if you had 6 months to prepare? What would you do if you had 6 weeks to prepare? There's going to be different answers to those three different questions, aren't there? 6 weeks is a possibility. I hope it's wrong. I truly, in my heart of hearts, hope that that is wrong. I know that at some point that we will get warnings like this that are viable and will be the real deal. And unfortunately, I think this may be it. I don't know. I hope it is not. My source doesn't want to hear this either. I mean, we're both mature men. We're both Vietnam vets. And he has a life he's put together for himself and his family that he doesn't want to see disrupted. I have a life I put together for myself and my family I would just soon not see disrupted. But reality is, well, it is what it is. The issue is the Atlantic coast, Pacific coast, and Gulf coast will all be underwater, 50 miles inland, 75 miles inland, 100 miles, depending on where it is, wiping out the regions, the homes, the businesses, the schools, the hospitals, where people, where about half this population in the United States live, work, and play, including Washington, D.C., New York, Baltimore, Miami. It's a long list of major cities. The briefings I'm getting from my confidential source have the ring of truth to them. They do. There is going to be a lot of things other than just the oceans coming out of their bases. There'll be 200-mile-an-hour winds. There'll be earthquakes. There'll be a lot of meteors hitting our dear old planet here. Back in 1979, when the scientists with our government and the various world governments, once they satisfied themselves that Nibiru was real and where it was located with the Pioneer 10 space probe, they began making their preparations, part of continuity of government contingency planning. They also developed their cover story. The goal of our government and the world governments is to keep everybody going to work Monday through Friday, paying their mortgages, being distracted with professional sports and other things until the last minute. And I think they'll be 97-98% successful in that effort because of their Loctite grip on mass media. So the cover story they developed was that there's going to be something called human-created climate change, human-created global warming. That's the cover story that they decided on 1979. It's not just a fantasy put out by Al Gore. Al Gore is the most visible spokesman. But this is the storyline put out by NASA and NOAA, that human beings and human activity is creating greenhouse gases, which in turn is warming the planet. That's a complete fabrication, a complete fantasy. But they've been wildly successful in obfuscation and confusing the issues, convincing people that things are something that other than what they really are, and they will continue to be. The truth is, what we're experiencing is cyclical in nature. It's a long cycle, 3,600 years in human lifetime. That's a lot of lifetimes. The cyclical nature of this planet going away from us for 1,800 years and coming back towards us for 1,800 years in the binary star system. What you need to do is educate yourself about this cycle, where every 3,600 years, every civilization on the planet gets mashed down to the mud. It's mainstream archaeology, by the way, very mainstream archaeology. And they offer no explanation. Mainstream archaeology offers no explanation for all the civilizations on Earth 3,600 years ago collapsing, coming to a halt. They don't. I know why. And when you educate yourself, you will know why as well. And what will happen in the future in terms of weather, I can't tell you. I think I can tell you with some certainty that it will be worse. It will have more frequent, more bizarre, more dangerous weather events. Extremes of drought, extremes of too much rain, extremes of high temperatures, extremes of low temperatures. Days where we have 200 and 300 tornadoes in one day. Who ever heard of such a thing? 200 and 300 tornadoes in one day. Earthquakes in places that have never had earthquakes. As you see these things increase, become daily events, you'll know, because I've told you so, you'll know that we're getting closer to the end. The end being when Nibiru, the 10th planet, the destroyer, impacts us to the point where we have a tilt of the Earth's axis, and these oceans come out of their basins. That's what's going to cause the worldwide flooding, what's called a pole shift. I can't tell you how many degrees it'll be. It's probably going to be in the range of 15 to 20 degrees, something like that. That may not sound like much. That is huge. That is massive. Poles don't need to flip 180 degrees. They don't have to flip 90 degrees. A 15 or 20 degree shift in the poles would be enough to cause coastal flooding on all continents. That's all it would take. And when I use the word all, it will take care of that. That's a massive, massive thing. They have something the size of our Earth tilt its axis 15 or 20 degrees. One of the difficulties I had putting this whole thing together was that the Navy veterans I was debriefing, they were sitting in the folding chairs getting the information. They were not the scientists who put the information together. So the Navy veterans were told what would happen. They were not told why it would happen or how. They were told these oceans would come out of their basins. They weren't told what would precipitate that, what would make this happen. I had to find that out myself. That's when I found out there's a bulge of water at the equator, not quite 500 feet above sea level being measured in Cornwall, England, held in place by gravity and rotation of the Earth. Anything that disrupts where true north is, disrupts the rotation of the Earth, will disrupt that bulge of water, which is hundreds of thousands of cubic miles of water north and south of the equator, going north and south more than 1,000 miles each direction. That's a massive bulge of water. And once that water is disrupted, and if you're near a coastal area, well, baby, watch out. You're going to be underwater. One of my consultation clients down in Texas, he's about 80 miles from the Gulf Coast. I arrive at his home, and I'm about to get out of the Suburban. I look down, and I see sand and seashells. I mean, all the ground, everywhere, the entire region there, sand and seashells. I looked him straight in the eye, and I said, this used to be under the ocean. He got kind of quiet because his wife was standing there and he had not told his wife yet. And he said, yes, John, it was. Much of East Texas used to be under the ocean. Even areas 80 and 100 miles from the ocean, where the ocean is now, used to be under the ocean. And those are seashells. They're not the fossils of seashells. They are the seashells. So it wasn't millions and millions of years ago.
According to the Native American Hopi people, the world is out of balance and headed for extinction. These ancient doomsday prophecies foretell a blue star's arrival, leading to a great shaking of the earth and a final cataclysmic purification of our world. The Hopi believe that the world has been created and destroyed three times.
They see a series of world ages that people pass through. And many Hopi elders believe that we're at the end of the fourth world.
According to Hopi legend, each world that has preceded our present one ended in cataclysm.
The first world ended with fire. The second world ended with ice. The third world ended with a great flood. And many Hopi elders believe that there are various prophetic signs that signal that we're at the very end of the fourth world.
While some see their end time predictions as simply a warning shot for mankind, the ancient Hopi's track record of accurate prophecy cannot be overlooked. Years before the arrival of Europeans on their land, the Hopi predicted the coming of the white-skinned men who struck their enemies with thunder.
Of course, this is representing guns that the white man would bring. A further prophecy was snakes of iron will crisscross the land. These represent the railroad tracks that started to appear all over.
The Hopi prophecies include a description of a giant spider web that covers the land.
This is a telegraph lines and then telephone lines. And now the World Wide Web, the Internet, we talk, it's a giant spider web that's encompassing the Earth. The Hopi also have predicted rivers of stone will appear on the land. This might be symbolic of the concrete roads.
But there are other, more ominous prophecies that point to events of the more recent past, indicating that the Fourth World may be nearing its expiration date.
The Hopi predicted that at the end of the fourth world, the sea would turn black and many creatures in the sea would die. And of course, we saw this in the summer of 2010, the Gulf oil spill. Many creatures, a lot of the marine life died in this oil spill.
As for when the end times will come about, the Hopi prophecy speaks of a celestial sign that will alert the world to its imminent destruction.
The Hopi have many prophecies about earth changes. Earthquakes, tsunamis, tornadoes. This is all part of what they have seen centuries ago, that this will be the conclusion of the fourth world.
The fourth world The world in which we currently live will be destroyed by a great shaking. Some have interpreted this prediction to mean that the Earth will be devastated by massive earthquakes, tsunamis, and supervolcanoes. But the Hopi prophecies also include an ominous prediction of catastrophic global warfare.
When the blue star shows up, that's when they think there'll be World War III.
The Hopi have a prophecy called the gourd of ashes falling on the earth. That will happen during the end times, they said.
In 1945, Hopi elders saw the gourd of ashes prophecy fulfilled in the mushroom clouds over Japan.
When the Hopi saw that the atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, they felt our prophecies are coming true, so maybe it's the time that we should bring our prophecies to the world. And one of these prophecies is that World War III will occur, and there are rather dire scenarios of rivers of blood and bombs raining down like hailstone.
If you had a war between the United States and Russia, the Earth would be plunged into ice age conditions within a few weeks. The temperatures would be well below freezing, and they'd stay below freezing for years. So this would probably kill the majority of the human population.
Doesn't matter if you're rich, how much money you have in the bank, or how many credit cards you have. Doesn't matter what social or political status you have. Kings and presidents will be at the same level of the poorest person on the street.
The Hopi have predicted a civilization-ending nuclear war.
The Hopi prophecy relating to World War III is very interesting in that they talk about what appear to be modern civilizations, the Mideast, China, the other large nations. So these are ancient prophecies that do seem to signal what is going on today.
Some experts, however, fear that the Hopi prophecies are a warning that the Earth is on a collision course with something even larger that could literally turn the planet upside down. The Hopi believe that the world is kept on its axis by twin warrior gods who live at each pole.
This is a very ancient Hopi legend of these warrior twins that control the North and South Pole, and they control the rotation of the planet, and they keep the axis revolving properly.
According to the legend, when the twins leave the poles, it will instigate a cataclysmic pole and rotational shift on the planet.
I would say, certainly the magnetic field is weakening, and the North Pole is traveling very quickly in the north, so something is happening, and we are long overdue for a polar reversal.
As for the cause of this shift, some scientists believe it will be an encounter with something far larger than the asteroid or comet that killed off the dinosaurs. Hopi Blue Star may in fact be the elusive Planet X, thought to lurk in the outer reaches of the solar system.
A lot of people say, well, if Planet X were out there, we'd see it, everybody would see it, amateurs would see it, and you'd be able to point to it. And that's really not true. There are areas in the solar system that you cannot see easily. NASA has found 40 new planets outside of the orbit of Pluto, and these are in all kinds of varying orbits. Can some of them come in and come near the Earth? The answer is yes. The ancients tell us this.
According to this theory, Planet X has an elongated orbit that brings it near Earth once every 3,600 years.
These big objects can come into the solar system, and now and then, yes, they will come close to Earth. And when they do, they're going to have major effects.
According to some experts, the strong gravitational pull of such a large body passing near the Earth could physically alter the planet and literally move the poles.
For example, take something twice the size of our moon. That's enough to pick up the Earth's surface and basically make a land wave about 20 feet high, moving 1,000 miles an hour across the land. Basically what happens, very quickly, the crust and mantle shift over the core and pick up a new rotational direction. And so what was the old North Pole now has slid off to the side. And now we start forming a new ice cap at the what we call the North Pole now.
If this polar shift occurs, global weather would change dramatically. and agricultural patterns would need to be altered overnight to forestall global starvation.
If a pole shift were to happen today, the old texts are very clear that they say every wall would fall. Every building in existence today would be tossed to the ground, basically. Nothing is going to be standing, and very few people would live through this. Civilization as we know it will be finished. Earth would be basically brought back to its knees, to the cave ages, if you will.
According to the Hopi, the end of the fourth world, ushered in by the blue star, will be accompanied by great death, destruction, and suffering. But for those who make it through, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
This fifth world is going to be a beautiful world, harmonious, and a world of peace. It's like a birthing experience. It's kind of violent, you know, when you go through it. It's a very traumatic and painful thing to go through. Once we get to the fifth world, we have something beautiful to look forward to.
If Hopi prophecy comes to pass, those who are pure of heart and prepared may prevail and inherit a better world. But for the rest of us, the end of the fourth world means that our time on Earth runs out. The Hopi tell us it may not be too late to stop this countdown to apocalypse, but the clock is ticking.
Whoa, now what's happening with y'all? Like, check this out. Here we go again. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Boy, we in some shit. Y'all better pay attention. One, we seen what happened in Baltimore. We seen that ship destroy that bridge. We know one of our number one ports in the United States is backed up right now. We know it's going to take a long time to clean that shit up, so it's going to be some shortages. Two, Russia has battleships inside the Red Sea now. Not only do we have battleships you can't see, but I know we got submarines down there too. For the ones that don't know what the Red Sea is damn near like a major shipping port. Everything comes through there, and we get a big chunk of that shit that comes through there. So the United States been patrolling it because Iran and Iran militia groups been attacking everything that's been coming through there. So the United States been over there. So now you have the United States, Russia, Iran, Israel, China in one fucking area. Now, all it takes is one incident, one little small little incident that a drone goes down or somebody shoot the wrong way, you got a fucking problem on your hand. So it's looking like the Great War is going to take place over there at the Red Sea. Now, while y'all sitting here running around, worrying about P. Diddy, y'all running about P. Diddy, it's going to be a major fucking war that's on your hand. And I'm going to tell you something. Since y'all want to be investigators worrying about what P. Diddy at, if he get caught, you won't even get a chance to see the man stand trial because the world is on fire right now. This is major news. This is major news. This is about the closest that the United States and Russia has been in the same area in a long time. This ain't Ukraine and Russia. This is Russia, the United States, with other motherfucking countries surrounding it. You better pay attention, folks. That's why you see three presidents running around. Obama, Biden, and Clinton. This ain't for no fundraiser. Man, these folks, man, trying to put out a fire. It's some different shit going on. That's why you see Obama and other countries having visits with prime ministers. Shit's getting real, man. I don't think it's going to be an election, if you ask me. It's too much shit going on, and things are happening like this. Things are happening like this. So the Baltimore incident, they put their hands around our neck. Now they over there in the Red Sea. They finna get ready to strangle our whole goddamn food supply and everything else to come through there. Goddamn it, United States gonna look like a liquidation sale when they done with this motherfucker here, man. So you better stack up on everything you got, man. Y'all stay up out there and get it out the mud.
First current stat. It's about to be a root. Firstly, all the Skywatch cams on the planet are watching this thing. They are seeing it. Amateur astronomers are seeing it. The news obviously isn't covering it. The governments of the world are not really saying much of anything, with the exception of a few. On March 15th, A YouTube video was posted by Steve Olson, O-L-S-O-N. And this link will be up when we're done. And he has video and photographic evidence of an event that occurred prior to that date, March 15th, of an explosion occurring in front of the Nibiru star and its planetary system that is coming in. They make the presumption that it was an attack. It wasn't an attack. Essentially what it is, it's technology that is being used to create a field in front of the star system that stops its trajectory. And basically what I'm saying is it made it stop dead in its tracks. Now, I don't believe that this was someone else doing it. I believe that the Nibiruans, the Anunnaki, did this themselves. For the reason that they are having conversations with the benevolence about the planet, what's going on here, etc., etc. So, my point is this, and then we'll get into some other things. The star system, Nibiru the star, and its planets and its moons have stopped moving. They are sitting just off our horizons. Okay? They're not moving. They're stationary at the moment. Now, if they remain there, this would be a really good thing for us, because it would allow us the ability to move around the sun, to continue our rotation around the sun before it starts moving again, and therefore we would not have horrific loss of life and a dramatic earth changes. This would be a very good thing if it in fact stays stationary. And it is stationary. It has been for several days now, and we continue to keep moving. So this is positive. This would put some distance between us and it when it finally starts to move. Now, I believe that this is a decision that has been made because they're a warrior class. If they were attacked, they would, of course, respond in kind. And that is simply not the case. So when this event occurred, the powers that be on Earth, the Illuminati, the New World Order, they freaked out. They freaked out. And they are scrambling all these underground meetings. Many of them are moving into underground facilities. There is all kinds of things going on. A lot of scurrying going on all over the place. Okay, by the powers that be. Because, you know, their plan was to try to get rid of two-thirds of the world's population. And because of the benevolent intervention, they were not going to be able to, you know, do something completely dastardly. So their plan was, well, when Nibiru comes across and creates all these earth changes, then, you know, there'll be a dramatic loss of life. Well, clearly that's not happening right now, if the status quo remains. So now they're scrambling because they have no idea what to do next, because they're being found out. Okay, they're being exposed. And what's going to happen if none of these events happen? All their plans to dominate, to take over, to hurt and harm humanity, to blame us for their crimes, to you know, punish us for the things that they've done to humanity, we're all going to be looking for them. So they're scrambling, folks. They have a real problem on their hands, and it's just frankly quite awesome. And I'm truly hoping that the status quo remains, that the Nibiru star and its system remains stationary for now as we move ourselves out of its way around the sun. If that doesn't happen and they start moving forward again, I don't know exactly what's going to happen. But even with benevolent assistance, there were going to be some earth changes, okay? Simply because of the gravitational field of a dark star. It's enormous. not only that, but it also puts the benevolence in harm's way as well. But if Nibiru would stay stationary till we moved around the sun, that's a solution that benefits everybody. It really does. We'll have to see what's going on with that. So we will post that YouTube. There was also another YouTube post that was on March 13th by Jeff D, where it clearly shows an enormous starship cloaking just outside our atmosphere. And that was pretty awesome to watch. The Skycam caught it just as it was going invisible, and it's pretty spectacular, and I'm looking forward to you guys seeing that. Now, as that's going on off-world, here on the planet, in Israel, we have prominent rabbis, and I mean prominent rabbis, who have been talking not only about Nibiru, but also about the Messiah. And the BreakingIsraeliNews.com was the first to break these stories on the internet. There is a January 25th, 2016 story, February 24th, 2016 story, and a March 10th, 2016 story. And according to these rabbis, what they're telling their people, their flock, is that Nibiru is coming and it's bringing the Messiah in its wake. Okay, so let me say that again. Nibiru is coming and it is bringing the Messiah in its wake. As if things weren't strange enough here already. Okay, that's pretty significant stuff. So I want you to research that. It's important that you do, because we're the last to know what's officially going on here. But what's very important is that we do everything that we can to maintain a positive field, that we stay grounded, that we stay in a position, a spiritual position of love, of guidance. That doesn't mean we give our power away ever to anyone. That is not what I'm saying. But you, as you stay the observer, you have the ability to see how things truly unfold and to see how people truly react in those circumstances. And it is important that you do that, because as you remain the observer, your intuition will guide you as to what to do and what not to do. Okay, what we don't want to do is move into any kind of a space of fear, because that's where we kind of nullify our instincts, and we don't want to do that, not with all this stuff going on. Okay, we want to maintain a place of balance, a place of power, personal power. And knowingness.
I'm about to get on their ass this time. I'm about to get on their rump. The police could kill a man on camera and get qualified immunity. And I'm tired of beefing with my own kind. I'm trying to find some unity. Tired of the foolery. The system abusing me. I gotta ride with the tool of me. This shit ain't cool to me. But I'd be damned if I let you niggas make a fool of me. So I keep two on me. I done came a long way from the block with breakdowns. Finally opened my eyes when I had my daughter. Got tired of them shakedowns. The way I survived the game is still pain in my heart. I got a lot to say now. And I'ma show my whole ass on these motherfuckers. I ain't about to play around. Whatever happened to freedom of speech? Cause they telling niggas what to say now. When guilty ass don't wanna hear the truth, try to act offended, shit pitiful. If I was you, I'd be miserable. This war we fighting is spiritual. In other words, I'm doing God's work when I turn thoughts into artwork. My words fly like darts work, specifically designed to hit the target. They don't even wanna teach history the way it's meant to be, because the shit is heartless. I might not change the world, but it's a chance I can spark the brain that's gonna get it started. Many died for me to walk like this, for me to talk like this. Rest in peace to Marcus. Got my eyes behind the scope, and I ain't taking none but headshots. I got great aim, but my 4-5 still came with a red dot. I got in this game, and I put this bitch in a headlock.
Hey fam, what's up? This is FaZe. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? How y'all doing? I wish the Most High to put hinges over y'all. I pray for the Most High that keep y'all from evil, that evil may not grieve you. I pray for the Most High for you to get wisdom and understanding. I pray for the Most High for you to get faith, increase your faith, and increase your work. May the Most High continue giving you health, wealth, and knowledge of yourself. Some of us go through a lot of things in this world and think it's tragic. My tragic is harder than your tragic. My tragic is harder than your tragic. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's a life-turning thing, a life situation that we must and we gotta do to make us or break us. And I think, our only thing is, something in my past life that I did to make me be in a situation like this. So far, the Most I've been good to me. And some of the people that been through hell, been through the fire, been through pain, been through hurt, I hope the Most High continue putting joy in your heart, putting joy in your spirit. Because all of us got a song to sing. All of us, we got a song to sing. But I want y'all to listen to this special song, a song by Ronnie Long. Let's analyze.
But say $150,000 ain't what I would call compensation for 44 years of a man's life that was intentionally put in the penitentiary. I was 20 years old when I left the street. My mother was 42. My dad, he was 45. For 44 years, I didn't spend no time with my mother and father. My dad died. The last thing my sister said my daddy said, till when I tried, till when I did all I could to get him out. My mother died 30 days before I got out. Her last word to my sister, you're running home? She tell me what that word. She tell me. What's that word?
So they convicted this man on wrong, right? On purpose. They convicted him. And they found out he was innocent, right? They gave him $750,000. They said, here goes $750,000 for the wrong that we done to you. And he explained it. He explained it to y'all. With his dad, his mom, how he never had a relationship with him. See, we always talking about black man this, black woman is. You know what I'm saying? And we look at each other, divide and conquer, that they do to us. As we fussing man this and woman this and divided, and they dividing and conquering our nation between the man and the woman, then they start messing up people's lives, giving them the right to do something to somebody's life, and then offering them $750,000 for spending 40 years in jail. 44 years. Spending 44 years in jail for a crime you didn't do. Then you lost your mama. You didn't have a relationship. Your dad died crying, and struggling and stressing, trying to get his son out because his son was an innocent man. This the games that the non-pigmentation man and the non-pigmentation woman play on us. And we looking at each other playing this little he this and he this. They ain't got no type of order. Women, if you know how to be a woman, look at the commandments with Most High say. Do. If you're not doing what the Most High is saying you're doing, you're not a righteous woman. Man, the Most High put instruction how to be a man in those commandments. If you don't know how to be a man, just go look at the commandments. If you don't want to look at the man, then that's you. You whatever, whatever. And then just work on being a nation now. My mama said, anything you do so much stink. And through my podcast, I hear a lot of stinking stuff that y'all have probably heard with me. And probably I just listening to myself. And I hear a lot about our nation, our women, our men. Our IQ is mentally 55, mentally retardation. I don't care what type of intelligence that you have as a nation, men and women, our IQ is retardation. And people losing their lives over lies. Families are destroyed over lies and destruction and deceivable and crafty counsel. And then they give them money and the rest of the people done live their life and did everything and this and that and this. Where is the justice in that? See, if we was had a nation, none of this would happen. If we build our nation, none of this would happen anymore. But, you know, we so molested in white supremacy, white KKKism, and all this other ism. And we so molested in the ism. And the ism is individuality. I hate you, you hate me. I'm slick with this, you slick with this. I'm wicked and you wicked. That's all it is. Who is the wickedest? That's why, you know, that's why I can't wait till the Most High come. Because anything doing so much, it stink. At one time in the 60s, one time in the 60s, in the 70s, as I seen, as I was growing up, how women and men were, and how they worked together as one. Now, all this other mess that you see in this world, and then you put some stuff out here to analyze people's mind, letting them see, hey, what do this sound like to you? How do this feel to you? And then most of y'all take this as an attack. If it's an attack and you feel an attack, you need to look yourself in the mirror. You hear these things, what Kevin Samuel say, and you feel a certain type of way, oh, I feel attacked, oh, this and that. You know your position. And if you don't, It's shame on the women that should have been teaching y'all these positions. And you can't get mad if a man teaching another other men and young boys how to look at life and how to look at women and all this other stuff. I don't understand that. That's the IQ that I notice in people. What is your IQ of tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired of all this mess? And make it so bad, black man and black woman, Latino man and Latino woman, and Native Indian man and Native Indian woman, we caused all this mess. Because our forefathers didn't do what they supposed to do. Now we in this bad position right here. And we still going through this bad position. And everybody want to do their own thing. Everybody want to have their own voice. But they can't agree on one thing. That's why the Most High told Moses. That's why the Most High told Moses this. And I understand why he told Moses this. He said he was going to wipe every person, everybody who's in that nation at that time off the earth and build his nation after Moses, through Moses. And Moses had to say, oh no, don't do that, don't do that. Then that wouldn't look right. When you save them, then you go kill them all. Because Moses knew that. Hard-headed, stubborn. We got the keys to the world, but we don't want to act right so we can open the door as a nation, right? And we won't have to be dealing with all this other stuff that other people be dealing with that we shouldn't be. We got other people babysitting us and treating us like stepchildren. And we all right with it. We okay with it. I don't understand. You know, stuff like this. Because this could, I look at this and say, this could have been me. And I thank the Most High that he was around me. And all these things, the hatred, the crafty counseling, the handkerchief Negro, and all this wickedness, y'all all right with it? Y'all okay with it? Female gonna get wicked. Female gonna see who the female can be the wickedness. And dudes gonna come out and see who can be the wickedness. We imitating wicked people, so we gonna be wicked like the wicked people. Because if we look at history, and we look at our history and we understand our history without our feelings, without on no other thing, just looking at this history blindfolded, we know that the Caucasian man who is ruling this world right now is wicked because of what their forefathers had done to our forefathers, and then they act like there shouldn't be an accountability. But y'all okay with that? And then you got all these people out here running to these churches on Sunday. And the Bible particularly tells you that all these pastors out here doing preaching on Sunday, they are dumb dogs. Where that phrase where he said all pastors dumb dog who preach on Sunday. See, that's the reason. If you understood the book, you understand that. The Most High said, worship him on the Sabbath day. He made it holy. He rested on the Sabbath day. And we already heard the Pope say that they didn't want to have the same practice as the Jewish people. Instead of having it on Saturdays, they have it on Sunday. So they moved the Most High Day to Sunday, and then all y'all go with it. See, these are the hard-headed things that we already knew that we was beat into and submitted to. That's why IQ so slow, and that's why we can't do what we gotta do, because we depending on somebody else, because their IQ is lower than ours. Don't make no sense, man. Don't bounce no ball. Don't have no rhythm. It don't make no sense. We sitting out here, all right. We sitting already, okay. And we like all these other nations to disrespect our nation. Y'all want to rep football? I'm a Steeler fan. I'm a Dolphin fan. I'm a Raven fan. I'm a Chief fan. I'm a Steeler, a Raiders, all these fans. I'm an ice hockey fan. I'm a basketball fan. Well, when you gonna be fan of our nation? When you gonna be fan of our people? Fan only mean fanatic. You're fanatic for something else other than what you need to be fanatic for.
Y'all remember when they first came out with the lockdown and they said, man, listen, you got to take the needle. But if you take the needle, if you get sick, if you die, you can't sue. You can't sue Pfizer, Moderna, or any of them pharmaceutical companies that was producing that vaccine. Y'all remember that? And people still lined up and took that fucking needle. A lot of them died. And they dying every day. But when you hear somebody tell you, hey man, you should do this, but there won't be no repercussions if things doesn't work out for you. Meaning, you can't sue the people that gave you the product to take. It's like somebody selling bad dope, selling that fentanyl. You selling them fentanyl, but if you die, you can't sue the people that sold you fentanyl. Your family can't sue them. And that's what they did with America. Remember when they had that Powerball was real big, over $1 billion, and they said it was a glitch, and they never showed the drawing live? And then they said, oh yeah, somebody won from California. Y'all remember that? The same thing now they talking about Bruno Mars and how the MGM beat him out of over $50 million. And how they got him doing a residency out there where he basically out there singing and dancing for free. Because they tricked him out of his money. I'm in the casino every day. Now that they got that sports betting in there, they are literally putting people in the hospital. Them young boys go in there and think that shit is sweet. Oh, I'm a better parlay, a reverse, and all that shit don't mean nothing. They got that shit methodically set up to the decimal point of decimal points where you can't win. And this is why in the scriptures, and they always tell you about the ills of gambling. Because now, with everything that's going on, all the peoples in these corporations, and Trump told you with that Jeffrey Epstein shit, it was thousands of people that was with that child pedophilia, that was with that child sacrifice, that was a part of that that place out there in LA somewhere where they was going out there and basically sacrificing children in real time. The tapes and the names is out there. So what they doing is they paying the shadow, the dark shadow security. It's like a force that do all the hits, do all the killings, do all the assassinations. It's a group of guys they pay to do that. And it's a lot of people like the Oprahs, the Jay-Z. They all got to pay a tab to stay on these streets. People don't want to believe that, but it is what it is. And they got it set up that if you don't pay, they're going to crucify you in public opinion. And they're going to knock you off. See, once you sign up for certain shit, you got to ride with that till you take your last breath. Until they make a clone that looks just like you. Because that's how evil works. Evil plays for keeps. From here to eternity. Look at the contracts that the musicians sign. They say, we want your likeliness and everything from here to eternity. So what they know, we don't know. See, at the end of the day, it's the things they don't say that you have to pay attention to. I was saying something about, you know, the shooting that happened out where the kids was on the bus stop, 8 people got shot. And I say, man, listen, it ain't them kids' fault. It's the mother's fault. Them dirty, funky, stinky, EBT card having welfare Section 8 voucher bitches. It's their fault. Because even though they get free food, free housing, they still don't take it upon themselves to raise their kids properly. And see, this is going to be held against everybody. How they say one bad apple could spoil the whole batch. And that's what they're going to do to institute the new laws. Y'all don't believe it, but that's what they're going to do. Man, this shit has always been in place the way it's in place for a reason. We have to find and have excuses to oppress people. What you think people do that got so much money that they can't even count it no more? You know where their mind is at? They basically go crazy. Because the ultimate out here in this world, in this domain, is T-I-M-E. Time. What Denzel Washington say in that movie when he put that device in that motherfucker kidnapper's ass? He said, man, I wish you had more time. Because he knew that motherfucker was on the clock and he was about to explode. And that's how it is out in this world of make-believe, fantasy. People wish they had more time. People get old and start getting surgery, getting facelift, doing all this shit, getting dye in their hair. But time supersedes everything. And time don't give a fuck about nobody on this planet, who you think you are or what you think you got. Because time run this shit. T-I-M-E. And don't none of you raggedy motherfuckers forget it. So all you bitches that run around with your hair done and that war makeup paint on and switching your little funky pissy asses, bitch, you gonna get old. Them titties gonna sag, them teeth gonna fall out, and you gonna have a bald spot in your head like your fucking daddy had. Izzy, bitch. Same thing with you niggas with that henna in your beard and all that other dumb shit, wearing saggy pants, and you motherfuckers in your 50s and 60s looking like old fucking dizzy fools. You can't beat Father Time, sir. Neither can you, miss. And the people that think they in charge, they in a world of trouble too. That's why they trying to oppress me and you. Because they in trouble. Everything is numbered. It has an expiration date on it. In this domain, in this world we in, you just got to get in where you fit in and find a way to enjoy your life. Embrace who you are. Be thankful. Don't let nobody trick you out of who you are and got you doing something you don't supposed to do. Like them young kids out there shooting. Now they done gave their life away to the dark side. They ain't gonna never see the streets again, and if they lucky, they'll be old men coming out of that motherfucker. Tarnished inside and out. Because life beats you up, man. And when you play with the boogeyman will play with you back. Y'all stay on point. Try to get right within. If you got family, good people, circle the wagon with them. Don't be like most of these fools. Oh, I'm single. I'm still mingling. Old, tired, dizzy bitches and old, tired, dizzy niggas sitting up in a smoke-filled hood rat bar about to get their brains blown out when they come outside the door. Y'all stay on point.
Ever heard of Cujo? This ain't your typical history lesson. Cujo was this fierce maroon leader in Jamaica back in the day. We're talking 18th century when things were rough. Imagine this. You fight for your freedom, escape being enslaved. But colonists keep trying to capture you again. That's Cudjo's crew chilling in the mountains, versus the colonists constantly on their tail. But Cudjo wasn't your run-of-the-mill rebel. This guy was a mastermind. He picked the perfect hideouts, a secret spot deep in the mountains, super hard to reach. Imagine getting lost in a maze. This was the colonists' experience when they were trying to find him. Cudjo and his crew would launch surprise attacks, leaving the colonists confused and terrified. They fought for years, and guess what? They won. So, was Cudjo a ruthless fighter or a freedom hero? What do you think?
In the 90s, all the main hip-hop stars were rapping conscious. So there was the Brand Nubians, it was the Four Righteous Teachers, it was Ice Cube, it was Arrested Development, it was X-Clan. It was Queen Latifah. Black was in. So whenever the enemy seen that, wait a minute, this is not just some mumbo jumbo over top of some stolen instrumentals from jazz beats. This hip hop thing really has sway over people and can shape and mold public opinion. They can create a revolution with this rap. So they seen that as the dominant artists had an alliance with consciousness and the nation, they seen a transformation taking place among black people. Black people wasn't eating no pork. X caps everywhere, African medallions everywhere, brother and sister. Everybody was talking about struggle, freedom, independence, doing for self. And they knew that they couldn't allow that to remain in existence. So they hijacked conscious, inserted gangster. Now you got drill and selling dope, womanizing and abusing, and verbal pornography is the new style of music now. Why? Because they know music is the most effective teacher on the planet. Ain't nothing more effective of teaching than music. The minister said this. He said, one good rap song is worth more than 1,000 of my speeches.
Clean it.
chariots is coming. Prophecy, you can't ignore. Messiah coming back. Your salvation draw near. Look up, that's the update. Only the Father know when he coming. He got the update. So shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That's the update. The 12 tribes rise around the world. That's the update. California on fire. Greece on fire. Y'all, we at the end of time. Earthquakes every hour. Most eyes showing his power. Y'all, this place gonna get devoured.
Hey fam, what's up? This is FaZe. I want to thank all y'all for coming in and listening to me. I know you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. And thank you. You can reach me at FaZe380, or you can come and join me at anchor.fm/FaZe5. That's where you can join my little rendezvous in the thought or process as we ride down the road to the world of destruction. Come in and join me. If you got a comment, you can post it at the bottom. You got a voice that you want to be heard, just send it to my Instagram. FaZe380. Everybody do their part, and the world can be a better place. I ain't here for no drama. I ain't here for no problems. I ain't here for no static. I'm here to learn. I'm here to learn. And I'm here to learn.